Good morning. My guest this morning is Robert Currier from Marin Shakespeare Company. Good morning, Robert.
Hi, Roland. Great to be back.
Well, it's been a very short time since I've seen
yes.
you because we're going to be talking about Romeo and Juliet, the production that's now playing at Marin Shakespeare and will be playing through September 28th. And I saw it just a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, good for you.
And really, really a wonderful show. There's a lot of Romeo and Juliet happening in Northern California.
And As You Like It. Both our shows are being done all over the place.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, they're both a natural. So not only are you the director of the theater company, you actually play in the show. So talk about that just a little bit, what it's like to be in this production of Romeo and Juliet.
Well, I play Lord Capulet, Juliet's father, which turns out to be a much larger part than I thought at first. I have something like 11 scenes I'm in. Some of them I only have a line or two, and some of them I have like 50 lines. I have a total of over 200 lines. So it's very difficult as one gets older to memorize that many lines, especially when you're so busy. But now that we're open, we got through the previews, it's just lots of fun. I have some wonderful scenes where I get to basically yell at my daughter, Juliet, and stomp around the stage. And my wife in the show, Lady Capulet, is the absolutely stunningly beautiful Marcia Pizzo.
Uh-huh.
So that's not too hard to take.
Right. Well, everyone that we saw it actually at opening, I believe, and everyone talked about the nurse.
Oh, yes.
Debbie Durst is
The nurse, the wonderful Debbie Durst. She's married to, of course, Will Durst, the political comedian, who's absolutely fabulous. This is her first, believe it or not, her first Shakespeare professional production.
Wow.
And boy, she was I worked with her last fall, and she was born to play the nurse. And people, when she comes out at night for the curtain call, the applause just peaks because you can tell everybody loves
right,
her.
Right. It did. It did the performance we saw.
She's fabulous.
What has happened in the course of the production in terms of it's coming to fruition? How do the people work together and so on? I was just amazed so early in the run how well it came together.
Mm-hmm. Yes, well, that's largely, you have to give credit to the director, Leslie Currier, my wife, who creates it has to do with the atmosphere you create around rehearsals. And then we have some people that have worked together for years, like the Prince, Scott Coopwood. This is his 17th show with us.
Wow.
And Marcia Pizzo has been in a number of our shows, and the wonderful Julian Lopez Morides, who plays Friar Lawrence. He's done every single play written by Shakespeare in professional. This is his ninth Romeo and Juliet in his life. So you have these old pros, and the younger people tend to like learn from them by osmosis, and it creates a nice atmosphere. So it's not just all new people, and it's not just all old people. It's a nice blend, and it's a nice learning experience. And of course, the key to the show is Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
You know, and the luminous Luisa Frasconi is wonderful.
Oh, fantastic.
You know, and Jake Murphy is Romeo. So you got to get, and it's hard because they have to be very young.
Exactly.
It's hard to have that kind of classical training, those chops for Shakespeare when you're in your 20s, early 20s.
But because of the way the play is written, if that part doesn't work, if the people are just really too old to play those roles, they can be fine actors and it can still fall flat.
Doesn't matter how wonderful Lord Capulet is. If you don't have a good Romeo and Juliet, you're doomed.
Right. Well, the setting there at Dominican University
Forest Meadows,
where you play is so right for that play.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. It's a very Shakespearean stage. That is exactly the way the Globe was, with that double peaked roof.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's consciously Shakespearean, which is good because we do three different shows. So it has to be kind of a neutral stage to some extent.
So Romeo and Juliet, As You Like It, and the third show is
Ideal Husband,
by
Oscar Wilde, which opens in about 2 weeks.
Great.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to miss that one.
Oh, I look forward to seeing you there, Roland.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for coming in.
Yeah.
Once again, Robert. And I'll be seeing you soon to see the rest of the offering.
Always great talking to you.
In the meantime, let's tell people that the Marin Shakespeare Company's production of Romeo and Juliet is on the boards at present and will be until September 28th. Reasonable cost for admission. The best thing to do to find out more about it is to call 415-499-4488 or go to marinshakespeare.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.